Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
When Ron Kim says that Cuomo, he says, "I will destroy you, I will destroy your career." Who does that? That is something thoroughly believable to me coming from Cuomo.
He's history's greatest monster.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I would not be voting for President Trump again.
Oh, yeah? Well, I predict you fall down a flight of stairs.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he is recovering from a weekend fall that knocked him unconscious. Romney said he fell while visiting family in Boston. Speaking with reporters, he also joked, "Yeah, I had kind of a tough weekend. I went to CPAC. That was the problem."
It really is just like a festival of toxic masculinity.
Well, I must say, to Claire's point, I'm increasingly embarrassed to be a white male these days.
And it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's perfectly normal.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Something about me looking like a gender-neutral potato head.
He's sarcastic and moody at times, but he can control his body parts when they're detached. Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. I was going to talk about this this hack column that I wrote on Sunday yesterday, but we were off the air in Springfield for, I don't know, there was some kind of problem. But we're back on today on WHYN, so I wanted to talk about this. The Hampden County Retirement Board, it sounds boring, but this is like primo hackerama material. If you want to be disgusted by the kind of crap that goes on in Massachusetts with people just not only slurping at the trough but then licking the plate. I mean, this is a classic example. There are 106 little retirement boards scattered around the Commonwealth, and nobody's ever heard of most of these retirement boards, and they can theoretically run amok, as the Hampden County Retirement Board has. And they're going to have a special meeting tomorrow morning, and we'll keep you informed about it, because we're going to know what goes on. And I think they're going to try to just force everybody out, all these hacks that have been running it into the ground in these last few years. But so last week, this report comes out from Public Employee Retirement Administration Commission. It's called PERAC. They're the ones who oversee all these little crappy retirement boards. And it's just it's really a scathing report. And what you have to understand is the chairman of the Hampden County Retirement Board is a guy named Richard Thoreau, who's been on the public payroll for almost 50 years. He's been on the public payroll since 1972. And at one time he had three jobs at one time, and in 2016 he wanted to run for state rep so he could become not a double dipper, not a triple dipper, but a quadruple dipper. He wanted a fourth public sector job or pension. I wrote a column about it, and he had to drop out. But he's there. He's making $27,000 as the chairman of the Hampden County Retirement Board. The executive director of the Hampden County Retirement Board is Julianne Bartley. Does that name ring a bell? Bartley? She's from Holyoke. Her uncle is David Bartley, the former Speaker of the Massachusetts House, who last won an election in 1974. And he became president of Holyoke Community College, a nationwide search. He's been retired for 17 years, and his current pension is $157,000 a year. And his niece has this job as the executive director. And the lawyer, they had two lawyers, a guy named Robert Santiello, who's now a judge. A hack, in other words. He's a judge. He's a hack, right? And this guy named Steve Bonaconte, who used to be a state senator. And now he's a lobbyist. And they gave these guys these jobs. He's a lobbyist. He's the town count for $155,000. He's the town council in Agawam, where Thoreau is also from. And he was making all this money at the retirement board. And the retirement board also put him on the health insurance plan. And they put the future judge on the health insurance plan, which they said, Perak said, was highly unusual, meaning it was improper. So the former judge, the future judge, Santiello, and the former state senator, who has a vacation place on the Cape, by the way, and he's a lobbyist in Boston, they were getting their health insurance paid for, and they were also contributing to the to their putting them on the state pension fund, which was totally illegal. And so this guy Thoreau, like Bonaconte, being a hack like Bonaconte, has a vacation home on the Cape. His place is in Mashpee. And so they used to go down to these quote unquote conferences in on Cape Cod. And Thoreau, his place, his address is 11 Hyannisport Road in Mashpee. 11 Hyannisport Road in Mashpee. So he used to put in that he had stayed at lodgings. He had rented lodgings at 10 Hyannisport Road in Mashpee and 12 Hyannisport Road in Mashpee, neither of which addresses exist. But he lives at 11 Hyannisport Road, and so he got $1,825 from vouchers, and one of the vouchers was signed by a guy who lived at 9 Hyannisport Road. But there were bigger ripoffs too. They had between $5 and $27 million in these accounts. So I mean, if you have like $27,000 in an account, you're probably not paying bank service charges, right? I mean, you don't have to have much in an account to not have to pay bank service charges. So the Hamden County Retirement Board was not paying any bank service charges until 2014, but then suddenly they decided to move to a new bank. Do you know how much the new bank charged them in service fees? $87,000. And again, this—if you think this is just funny money—if you live in Hamden County, it's coming out of your property taxes because every city and town gets assessed money to support this hackerama that they're running in the town of Agawam. And they also had another scam going. Somebody had a scam going. They just kept getting billed for internet services that didn't exist. It was, and they called it in the report, the audit report called it a scam. Let's see here. For the invoices that contained reference to a contract or order number, these numbers were fictitious, as were most references to company websites. A simple online search would have shown that these do not exist. But nobody ever checked. So they just kept paying $235,000. I mean, most people, if they get a credit card statement, they check it out, right? If they got any sense whatsoever. They weren't even checking it out. And these weren't like, you know, $6 monthly recurring fees to be a member of the Chuck E. Cheese Prime delivery service. There were 119 charges for $235,000. So it was $2,000 a shot they were getting hit for. And they never checked. They never checked. But now Bonaconte has given an interview to the Springfield Republican because he's trying to get out from under this. He's quit. He's quit his job as the counsel for the Hamden County Retirement Board. And he says that the speaker's niece sent him she said, I can't figure out what all these charges are for, these $235,000. And so he sent cease and desist letters to the alleged vendors, but he did not report the entities to the attorney general's office. They stole $235,000 from the taxpayers. And this lawyer, who used to be a state senator and ran unsuccessfully for DA, did not even bother to turn in the documents so that they could prosecute or try to prosecute the people who stole $235,000. And he says, getting that health insurance, he and the judge, the future judge, Santiello, he said there was an honest mistake. It was an honest mistake on their part. Here's the headline in the Springfield Republican. An honest mistake. Former state senator Steve Bonaconte steps down as Hamden County Retirement Board lawyer after flap over audit. Oh, isn't that? And again, he's a $155,000 a year lobbyist on Beacon Hill. He's a registered lobbyist, and he makes $75,000 as the town council in Agawam. And God only knows how much he was making He and Santiello, in the 3 years of the audit, they got $180,000 in pay, and they got $270,000 worth of health insurance. That's a pretty good deal, huh? 844-500-4242. And so tomorrow morning, they're going to have a special retirement board meeting, and when the audit and next steps will be discussed in detail. And again, we'll let you know what's going on. But I just want to let you know what this is going on. This is there are other Bartleys on the Holyoke City Council, I believe. Is that a son or a cousin? Someone's telling me it's a cousin. I thought it was a son who was on the council. But anyway, this is just super hackerama. And you know, you look at the contributions that are made by this guy Bonaconte. He's contributed to all the sleazy people like Baker, Polito. He contributed to Bennett Walsh. You know, Bennett Walsh is the indicted former boss of the Holyoke Soldiers Home, who gave a lot of money to Polito and Baker himself. His mother is a city councilor in Springfield, and Bonaconte gave to her. He gave to Tim Murray, Crash Murray, the disgraced lieutenant governor. DeLeo, the indicted co-conspirator. It's all in the family. It's all hackerama. Total hackerama. You can check out my column on the website, HowieCarshow.com, and click on store. And we'll keep an eye on this tomorrow, and we'll tell you how if they get rid of all these people tomorrow at the meeting, or if they're going to just be allowed to skate yet again. 844-500-4242. We'll go back to your calls and other issues when we come back. I felt like I couldn't let this go without mentioning it on the radio show, especially for the Western Mass audience. I used to live in the 413 area code, and I haven't forgotten, and I never will. I never will, especially when I'm reminded of people like this. Brings back a lot of old memories. Not such good memories, but old memories. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. On the radio and on the big screen. Twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
Take advantage of an irresistible new offer from HelloFresh and get simple recipes and fresh pre-portioned ingredients delivered right to your door. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Has Willard M. Romney told us the full story of his weekend fall in Boston?
Not hardly. No.
96% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. Doesn't Massachusetts have an AG? Says 508. How about the DOJ? I don't think the DOJ is going to get involved, but it's the audit report was referred to the Attorney General Mara Holdit Healy. You're not holding your breath for that to take for any investigation of her, of hacks, are you? They was referred to the State Ethics Commission. They might come up with something in 2 or 3 years. They just cleared Jim McGinn. He was accused, the former colonel of the environmental police. He was accused by Charlie Parker of untoward actions. He was just cleared, even though he's got a lawsuit going against Charlie Parker in state court. Took 2 years to clear him. And the inspector general, another very slow moving entity. I don't think these people have too much to worry about other than being fired, and I don't even know if they can be fired. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I remember Booksmith, Music Smith. If you're down on the Cape, you probably remember to Orleans. I used to do book signings there all the time. They're out of business now. Amazon killed them, and Charlie Parker killed them, as they say. And Sherry, though, sent me. She loves Dr. Seuss. She sold Dr. Seuss for 25 years in her bookstore. She did a little poem on this. Shocked I am, no green eggs and ham. My red fish told my blue fish to scram. Oh, the places you will no longer go because our government tells you so. Shame on you all. You'd better wake up. Your freedom of speech is no longer in your control. Yeah, I think that's the way we all feel, Sherry. 844-500-4242. 42. Limerick guy says, Bonacanti is a slimy snake big time and real good at it. He seems to be doing real good at it. He has a place on the Cape. He loses for the DA, even though he's the anointed Democrat primary winner. Loses to an independent, and he just slides right into two hack jobs, free public health insurance, still keeps making contributions to the retirement fund, and he's a lobbyist for $155,000 a year. He's pretty good at what he does, which is, I guess, being a hack. But I particularly like that he has a vacation home on the Cape, just like Thoreau. 844-500-4242. We'll tell you more tomorrow about what happens, if anything happens. Although the people in the cities and towns, the people that have to pay these bills and take a lot of crap for raising their taxes, and then the money goes to these people who are invisible, basically, they're pretty disturbed about this, as well they might be. I think I would be disturbed, too. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
How are you, Howie? Thanks for taking my call. Many years listening, a long time listener and many times caller. I wanted to make the full disclosure. I voted for Jimmy Carter when I was my first presidential election.
So did I. And then I so did listening, I, Steve.
I listened to the governors. I started listening to Jerry, Barbara, and you, and that you changed my life. And in light of losing Rush and all that, I wanted to make that point very clear. So thank you for being there for me.
Thanks for saying that. Thanks for listening.
I wanted to say you should do a death pool for cancel culture, because it's going to be terrible. I know it's more local, but Rockwell Museum must be listening to the editors of Dr. Seuss going, it's time to Photoshop in some people to some of their paintings so that that they don't lose, they don't take some of them off.
Oh, you're talking about Norman. You're talking about the Norman Rockwell Museum.
Right, but his people, just like, it was the, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was the editors or the publishers of Dr. Seuss that decided to pull the books that were pulled.
Right, but they're allied with Penguin Random House, which is one of the New York publishers that's very woke. And, you know, they're refusing to publish any more conservative authors. And all these New York publishing houses are out of control. I don't even know if I could get Brothers Bulger or Hitman published today, actually, you know. Not that it matters, because I'm making more money publishing my own books. But still, if you don't have a platform like I do, and you want to publish a book, I mean, you're a conservative. I mean, you're behind the eight ball, big time. Thanks, Steve. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Howie. So this year you become a rookie billionaire. And then when Warren's wealth tax comes in, they say next year, 2 cents of the dollar, you'll be rustling up $20 million to make the first payment for the first year.
I know. It's only 2 cents per thousand, per dollar, you know? I mean, how do they think people are going to come up with this money? I mean, even if you have a lot of money, if you own property, and let's say the property, it's, right now there's a bubble in a lot of real estate, especially in the suburbs and resort areas. But there's not a bubble in downtown commercial or retail property, is there? So let's say you own all this property in commercial and downtown where the market is way down. How are you going to raise let's say you own $50 million worth of property. How are you going to raise that $1 million if the market is down? You're going to have to sell at a big loss. What do you think this is going to do to real estate values? And do you think there's going to be any scamming going on, like with diamonds or even real estate assessments? Well, you think there's going to be any crimes committed, white collar crimes? I'm Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know the old saying about fish, give a man a fish and you will feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you will feed him for a lifetime. We have a lot of philosophical people tonight. I don't know why. 617, buy a man a vote and you elect him for a day. Buy a man a voting machine and you elect him for a lifetime. That's what HR1 is all about. You're good reasoning. Now we have a Dr. Seuss. I will not wear it on my face. I will not wear it any place. I will not wear it to get in. I will not wear it on my chin. I will not wear it on my ear. I will not wear it out of fear. I will not wear your stupid mask. I will not wear it. Do not ask. I will not wear your stupid mask. I really like that one. That's excellent, 617. Jared, why don't we tweet that one out? Just say this came from 617 and just tweet it out as a poem. Our tribute, the Howie Carr Show tribute to Dr. Seuss this evening.
Got it.
844-500. I like all the other poems that have been sent in too, the tributes, but that's a cut above, I think. 844-500-4242. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie, I just want to ask you a couple of things. Where are these gutless losers? Kavanaugh, Barrett. Where is the Supreme Court? Roberts is
What Trump asked on Sunday night, Rocky. He said they've got to grow a spine. That's their job, is to rule in cases like this, where in Pennsylvania there were obvious unconstitutional violations of the voting law.
Howie, in Pennsylvania, as you know, their law in Pennsylvania was you can't take early ballots when they were taking them for months, and then they were going after 8 o'clock, which is against their own rules in Pennsylvania, and then on and on and on.
And the Republican counties were observing the laws, and the Democrat counties were just creating ballots out of whole cloth, apparently.
So what do? Move to Russia? I mean, to have a better shot at life?
I don't know, Rocky. I don't know the answer. It's just got to, I still can't believe those Republican state legislatures in all those places, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona. Georgia. They could have overturned all this, all these shenanigans that were going on, but they didn't. They didn't have the stones to do it. A handful of them did, and legislators in every state, but not enough of them. Thanks for the call. 603 says, "Who could have imagined that Dr. Seuss would be canceled before Ralph Northam?" I know. Ralph Northam is going to leave office, and they're going to say, "Oh, what a great guy he was." The Dems took over the legislature with the help of George Soros-type organizations, and they passed all these great legislations, doing away with the Second Amendment and legalizing infanticide, et cetera, et cetera. And now the leading contender for the governorship is this guy Fairfax, the lieutenant governor, who has been credibly accused of rape by two women. Two fairly accomplished women, and one of them in Durham, North Carolina, when he was at Duke, I guess, and the other one at the Democrat convention in 2004 up in Boston. And, of course, no one's investigating. I guess they investigated a little bit in Boston, but they didn't do anything. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number. Texas and Mississippi have today repealed the mask mandate. I guess it's in effect in a few places in Mississippi, but it's basically gone. And in Texas, it's over next week. So. God bless Texas. God bless Texas. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. About 78,000 people tried to cross illegally into the U.S. in January, more than double the number from January 2020. I wonder what the difference was, huh? In response, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki practically begged would-be illegal aliens not to stay away, but to wait a few weeks or months before illegally crossing. Now is not the time to come, and the vast majority will be turned away, Psaki said it early last month. Asylum processes at the border will not occur immediately. It will take time to implement. But they're coming anyway. The rush continues, says Byron York from the Washington Examiner, with as many as 4,000 people, 4,000 people a day trying each day to cross the border illegally. And how many of those are going to end up on welfare? About 3,900, perhaps? There is no crisis at the border, DHS Secretary Mayorkas repeated yesterday to reporters. It's a challenge. We are challenged at the border. The Biden administration, he said, is meeting the capacity to meet our humanitarian aspirations in execution of the president's visit. Do you know the congressmen down on the southern border, including Hispanic congressmen like Henry Cuellar, he's a Mexican-American from Texas, he's saying this has got to end. They can't take it. They're just overwhelming. They're dropping off hundreds of people in these border towns in Texas. None of them are tested for COVID, and that's the least of the problems. They don't have jobs. They don't speak English. They don't have any skills. They're just coming over here to enjoy the fruits of America, our labors. I think the biggest Hispanic county in the U.S. is Hidalgo County in Texas. And it flipped from Hillary Clinton to Donald Trump in 2020. You know why? Because Donald Trump was enforcing the immigration laws. You think Hispanics want to be overrun with people on welfare who don't speak English? I don't think so. 844-500-4242-603. Come on, Sununu, dump the mask. It would be nice to have one, you know, they said Czechoslovakia when the Iron Curtain was in effect and the Warsaw Pact and the Russians were running amok. Czechoslovakia was like the liberal part. You know, they were so liberal that the Russians had to send in the tanks in the after the Prague Spring of 1968. New Hampshire should be the Czechoslovakia of the Warsaw Pact of the Northeast. It should be the one beacon of semi-freedom anyway. Donnie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donnie.
Hi, Howie. Donnie in Old Orchard. I just wanted to mention that I think Dr. Rachel Levine really needs a job because I don't understand how a transgendered pediatrician has any patients.
Thanks for the call, Donnie.
Ha, 844- ha, ha, ha.
844-500-4242. She really got taken to school, I think, by Dr. Rand Paul, an ophthalmologist, and I thought he did a great job. And again, she and Governor Wolf in Pennsylvania have done a terrible job. They have a high rate of death, and now Wolf is beginning to relax the restrictions. Of course, not as quickly as Governor Abbott or Governor Reeves in Mississippi, but still he's moving in the right direction, again, because I think he senses that he's got electoral problems. The Democrats have electoral problems. 603, Mr. Sununu, tear off that mask. I don't think Sununu's heart is really in it. I could be wrong, but just from, you know, talking to him once since this thing started and watching him at press conferences, he's not a true believer. Like Charlie Parker. I mean, Charlie Parker is like the people who hanged witches in Salem. You know, he really thinks that God is on his side. Gott mit uns. That's what the Germans used to say. God is with us. That's what Charlie Parker believes. Only he does. I doubt he believes in God. He probably believes in the Mother Gaia from the earth, the earth spirit. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Howie? First time caller, long time listener. I just wanted to make a quick comment about the immigration. How they are flooding over, and they're not giving them COVID tests, and it's making us, it's basically not safe. But I did want to make a quick comment only because. You know, I just got married to a beautiful Brazilian wife. We're working on the process of her becoming legal. And she doesn't speak any English. You know, a few of them, absolutely, I agree with you, are just loving the fruits of America.
But, a few? A few, Mark?
Say again? No, a few is a whole crap load. I don't mean just a few. I agree with you, but there are a lot that I've seen now since being married with that they do want to become legal. The process is pretty difficult, but I just want to make a comment that I do agree, but English is a very difficult language to learn. My wife's taking classes, and she's still having a hard time learning it, but not all of them want to just relax and do nothing. And that's all I wanted to just comment.
The problem is, if you came, they come in as refugees. If you came in as a refugee or an asylee, they know that's the quickest way to scam in. And when, if you're a refugee, they take care of you for 5 years. I think an asylee is the same way. So you come in and you're not working for 5 years. You get some bad habits when you take 5 years off. I mean, look at all the American citizens that have been off for a year. Now, a lot of them are never going back to work because they got this bad habit of sitting on their ass. And, and even if they get a job and they're working under the table and they're illegal, they drop an anchor baby, then they're eligible for all the welfare benefits. And if they're not making enough money, they get the food stamps. If they don't have insurance, they just go to a hospital, and they, by a Supreme Court ruling, they get they don't have to pay for anything. You and I have to pay for our health care. They don't. I mean, there was a story in the American Thinker today saying that this woman, her parents were Jewish immigrants, I think from the Soviet Union, most likely. And she said, I have to work for everything. She said, I would be better off as an illegal alien than somebody who came into the country legally. And she would be, from a financial point of view. She would have everything paid for. Look at the Sarnievs. They came in on those visas. And then they said they feared political prosecution, so they were allowed to become asylees. They never worked for 10 years. They just became terrorists and mass murderers and shoplifters. And nobody ever got a job. And they hated America. And they were living in Cambridge, the People's Bleeping Republic of Cambridge. You think it's tough to live in Cambridge? I used to live in Cambridge. The difference between me and the Sarnievs is I had to pay rent. I had to pay property taxes later on. They didn't have to pay anything, including their medical bills. I'm tired of it. I'm really tired of it. And I liked what Donald Trump was doing. You know, you could still come into the country, but you had to support yourself. You had to help out. You had to be productive. They're just inviting these people in because they wanted a dependent underclass that'll just do what it's told when it comes to voting. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Mm, yum, 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 yum. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
Made it by! Top of the world!
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Could we hear the Elizabeth Warren cut, the end of it? She was talking to Joe Kernan from CNBC, and she was he kept asking her a tough question, and she dodged it. We don't need to hear the whole thing, but if you could just pick it up at with the 10 seconds to go, Jared, and asking about the he's asking about the wealth tax, 2%
on anything. Asset, if it's an asset at all.
You know, Andrew, I hope you're embarrassed to ask if 2 cents is confiscatory. This is 2 cents.
2 cents. That's her 2 cents worth. Let me ask you this, Elizabeth Warren. Maybe we should take away your mansion in Cambridge because you got a tax-free loan from Harvard University to buy that when you were a fake Indian. Remember that? And one of the texters had a good question about this whole 2% tax on wealth, inherited wealth, or just wealth, not income, wealth. How about Harvard University? Harvard University, I think the endowment is worth $60 billion. I think it goes up to, she wants a 3% tax over $1 billion. So why doesn't Harvard have to come up with, what would that be, $180 million a year out of their $60 billion? I think that would be fair, wouldn't it? It's only 3 cents on the dollar, right? She should have no problem with that. Justin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Justin.
Hi. So first of all, I love the show, and you just start being careful with that Mother Earth. It's a little bit sexist, you know. It might get a little offended. next one, I was dawned on me that whole $15 an hour from Biden that didn't pass through the parliamentary proceedings in the Senate.
Right.
How long was Biden in the Senate?
About 40 years.
And he didn't know about that, or was that just something that came up recently?
I think he didn't really care. You know, he said he didn't want his kids going to school in a racial jungle back in the 70s. And he was against busing in the 70s. He hung out with the Southern former segregationist Democrat senators. He's kind of changed his tune on a lot of things going forward. By the way, AOC said that that she was hard pressed to compromise on $15 an hour minimum wage. She thought $24 was more like it. How about $240, AOC? How about as long as you're just raising the minimum wage, why don't we just make it $240 an hour? How about we make it $2,400 an hour? What does it matter? Jamie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I got to say a couple of things. One, I love the Biden and Pelosi reels. They're hilarious because they're so ridiculous. the stuff that comes out of their mouths sometimes. You know, how many? You can put as many clips as you want in a gun. It's just dumb. But really, I was calling about a couple of things. The immigrant thing, you know, one thing that I've never heard of, right, because we've all heard of what they get paid, which I know is more than, like, my father, who was a retired railroad worker for 25 years and a combat veteran. But the credit, like, what do they get for credit so that they can get their vehicles and they can get their homes? Because I didn't get anything. You know, I've had to work for my credit and watch it go up and down.
Another thing, another scam that they have. I mean, Americans have it too, but I think immigrants use it to an even greater degree, is earned income tax credits. And most of it's not earned. It's unearned income tax credits. And a lot of them put down multiple kids that they don't really have so that they can get those child credits. Every kind of scam that's going on. I'm Howie Carr.